Yo, it's your boy Mr. Solenke, and we're back again. The X's and O's podcast. In the building we have the Caucasian corner, that is Tinker.
Jeez.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening. No matter where you listen to this. Yeah. I'll leave that for the best defensive lineman in the country.
Remy.
Sorry. And we also have the bronze bomber.
Oh.
What's happening, guys? You good?
Yeah, okay. Good, man.
Sweet. A semi-juicy one today. We were all there, and thousands of people, 97,000 to be precise, saw us covering. Yeah, 97,000, that's a nice little number, isn't it?
Yep.
Saw us at the Britpool Finals a couple weekends back, doing coverage of Onside. Shout out Onside, shout out BBC, shout out Baffa for having us. That was a brilliant weekend. Really, 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 really enjoyed that.
Yep.
And looking forward to working with those guys again to cover more games. But I just wanted to find out what your thoughts were on Britpool, man. Because I don't think anyone's actually spoken about it or touched on it really since.
Yeah.
So I want to know what your thoughts were on Britpool. The whole weekend, as well as the main showcase that was the London Warriors versus Tama Phoenix.
I really enjoyed it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it being close to home as well.
Mm. What does close to home mean? Because
London.
I saw... Okay. Just before you continue then, man. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We didn't get roasted, but... I remember I wasn't at the first game because I was doing some bits with Tamworth and I was watching the stream, and I remember one of you guys was talking about London, and after that there was comments saying, why is it London? Blah, blah, blah. Should be somewhere about, neutral.
Should we host Britball around the country more?
Yeah, exactly.
Is one of the pods we did.
Yeah.
On air.
Yeah, and everyone kept, they just kept saying that you guys have a London bias. I guess you guys is us guys, but yeah, we have a London bias. So why are you happy it was close to home?
Personally.
Rather than anywhere else.
Personally, the last one I went to was in Worcester. Like I said on the pod, it was in Worcester. This was 2016, when the year the Kent Exiles Juniors won their national championship. Getting there like was a nightmare. Like, you can't get there by public transport, that stadium.
Wow.
It's a very big stadium. It's a really great stadium. I can't remember the name of the rugby team that plays there.
Yeah.
But it was a great stadium, but unfillable at the same time. Whereas this stadium in Tottenham was filled for, I think, most of the games.
Yeah.
So I know, especially for the Solent and Samwell game, it was filled.
Yeah.
And it was much easier to get to by public transport.
Yeah, which is fair.
However, the majority of the fans, surprisingly, we all found this very surprising. We're not from London.
Yeah, I found that really, really surprising, to be fair.
The junior game before the Prem Finals on a Sunday, that was East Kilbride against London Blitz.
Yeah.
And I personally believe that there were more East Kilbride fans than London Blitz fans.
Shout out to East Kilbride Ultras, man. Those guys.
Man, they came in their numbers. They came in their outfits to represent.
Man. They had banners. They had props.
Noise levels.
They were loud.
Man. I wish they stayed for the final, because they brought some serious energy with them. I understand Scotland's far, so, you know, no one's holding against them. But, man, they came to support and watch American football. And then, you're right. So after that, there wasn't really many London guys. And we don't know everyone, but you could see teams that were being represented in hoodies and t-shirts and that. But I didn't see many London Blitz guys there to support their juniors. And then
the London Blitz two teams as well.
Exactly that. And when it came to the Tamworth and Warriors guys, I just saw a sea of orange. I was like,
there was a lot of orange. There was a lot of Vuvuzelas. There were London Warriors fans.
Yeah.
But I personally think they were outnumbered, maybe. And these guys came down from Birmingham, like Tamworth, Birmingham area, to your back garden.
Literally.
You're not there.
Yeah.
Like,
and for me, it's not even just the London Warriors fans. There's Wembley, there's Kent, Olympians, Blitz, Hornets. Yeah. And I'm not saying those players should specifically have to come out, but I know just the players London. And teams in general, we're in London. Like, and then you moan when the finals somewhere like Leeds. Leeds have got a brilliant stadium, John Charles Stadium. They've got a brilliant stadium over there, and I wasn't at the GB Ladies game, but I heard that was filled out as well. So it's like, well, how can you moan that games are not in London when we're struggling to get bums on seats? It's really, really frustrating. But I don't know how to fix it. Don't know what the fix is.
Yeah, exactly. I think
apparently it was record numbers.
It was record numbers. That's what they said.
But it didn't feel that way.
Yeah,
I agree with what you're saying. I think I was expecting more support from London teams.
Yeah.
Even those that didn't make it to the final. And we didn't really see that.
Yeah.
Especially the local teams like Wembley and Northern team, like the Blitz.
Even Blitz. Blitz around the corner from there.
I saw a few guys from the Wembley, Stanley's, but I was expecting way more to come, you know.
I think all the majority of the Olympians coaches were there. But, you know, I played for two teams in the M25 and I was looking around. I saw maybe maximum 10 guys
from
both teams over all these years that are now playing for different teams. Like, there were not that many people from London there. And that's a shame, because I don't know if they're going to have it in London again, because I think they were hoping for a lot more people than that.
I reckon they will, because the GB game's in London, so the stadium, I think they know it's a quality stadium and it will definitely be used again in the future. But I reckon, but I'm not sure for certain, but I reckon the Britpool final will be moved up and down the UK a little bit more often. But I think we'll get to a stage where Baffa are like, if we can sell out this area of the UK and can't sell out London,
it makes sense.
It only makes sense to continue doing it over here. Yeah. No matter where it is in the country, it only makes sense to keep doing it over here, because it just shows to me that you guys don't care for it as much. So why should we care? That's the way I see it. But anyways, aside from attendance and all of that stuff, we'll get back to that later on. Britpool weekend, thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, amazing experience. Yeah. Like I said, again, shout out to BBC on Onside for giving us that opportunity.
Yeah,
I think that's where we really, really got to show our personalities, show what we're about, you know. Show that we love this game.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, we love this game.
Yeah.
And that we're quite good. We were knowledgeable in terms of what in the sport. I mean, bear in mind, we got this short notice.
Very short notice, a week or so.
And it's a massive thing that we got to add on our CV.
Yeah.
And we want more. We're hungry for more. We want to do more stuff. We want to get involved in the sport, in even raising awareness about the sport in this country, how good it is, because a lot of people think it's not that great, but it's actually good.
I think, personally, that weekend was a massive highlight for British American football, man.
100%.
And I think Baffa got it right in exposing every sort of level that we have to show.
That's something I was going to get onto as
well. They showed D1. And let's not... Okay, for us being, you know, sort of senior players that play for established Premiership teams, we can't turn around and say they're terrible. That's just harsh. If we look at it objectively, those two teams are really, really good. They put on a nice little show for us. And then the youth came out. Yeah, I understand it was a blowout by the London Blitz, but they showed that they've got some ballers, at a young level. A lot of those guys have gone to the NFL Academy, potentially got opportunities to go play in America. So it just goes to show.
There was talent on both sides of the ball.
Obviously,
speed. I think the speed of the Blitz prevailed, like I said. But there was some real talent on that East Kilbride team as well.
Yeah.
And I think that was... I want to word this carefully, but that game was probably my favourite in terms of how advanced their junior programmes are in comparison to Division 1 and Division 2 adult teams. Because I was looking at this junior team and I was seeing the way they move, seeing the size of some of those guys, seeing the strength. I was looking at them thinking,
that receiver for Blitz, I was like, you could easily be playing senior and be causing some DBs.
I feel like let's focus on the Blitz, like the Blitz unit team. I feel like they could have definitely put on a show against some Division 1 finalists. Just looking at them playing.
Players will easily put on a decent show and hold their own. And I'm excited to see what the future holds for a lot of those guys.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm so thankful that Baffa and Onside gave them the opportunity to showcase that on a live stream, because that 2016 final I spoke about when I was there, I live streamed that junior game from my phone on Facebook, because there's no one else doing it.
That's
Everyone
crazy.
Was trying to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I did that. Highlights were available later. Facebook Live. Facebook Live the whole game. Had a little portable
Periscope.
Charger.
Periscope.
Facebook Live. Burned through my entire portable battery, like burned through all my data, but I did it just because people wanted to watch it. And I was like, you know what, I'm here, I might as well do it. But seeing them be able to showcase their talents like that, and they, you know what, they deserved it. Hands up.
100%. I was more happy because I would have loved to be in their shoes and be like, Mum, put on BBC Sport.
Yeah.
Mad.
Or go on the red button and watch me play.
Mad.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant opportunity. And I'm so happy that they've given those kids a chance to be like, yeah, I'm 18, 16, 17, but I'm playing in front of a crowd, man. Like, you don't usually get that opportunity, especially in American football. So I was really chuffed to see that we were able to do that for them.
It hurts me because up to now, my mum has always, she says in a Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
Which is like, you've been playing this American football for how many years? Up to now, nothing to show for it.
Bruv, the thing is, yeah, sometimes it's not even a ring, but just being able to be like, mum, look. I'm in a final. Mm. I'm playing in front of thousands of people. Mm. You know what I mean?
To play this game and seeing the athletic ability of all the guys on that field from both teams at junior level.
Yeah.
They put in a lot of work on the track. They put a lot of work in the gym, on the field. They have their cones out. They did all of that. And, you know, obviously it did pay off in different ways. Mm. But like, they had the opportunity to showcase that live on BBC. Mm. Like, come on now. Like,
And then we had the Div 1 and we had the Premiership final where we saw the mighty Warriors on the back four. Yeah, I mean, that's excitement. Forget about, I'm looking at this as a neutral.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Exciting football.
Yeah.
Because we've seen the Warriors all season, they've dominated.
Dominating, yeah.
And we were on the sideline and we saw
the
panic from the mighty Warriors. Yeah. And no credit to them, they won, but for a split second, there was doubt.
Bearing in mind,
a split second,
that same season, Prem North, everyone beat everyone. The Titans beat Tamworth. Mm. Everyone beat everyone. Then the Tamworth lost. I can't even remember the scoreline. Was it, I think it was in the '70s, wasn't it? 70-something to nothing.
To what?
In the semi-finals, Titans Warriors.
Oh, 60
something to nothing.
Yeah.
So then things were.
So
I was going around doing interviews before the game. Not a single person gave Tamworth any chance at all. They said, I think one person said they get one score.
Yeah.
And that was it. Everyone else was saying it was a blowout, it would be a shutout.
It was crazy because you're right. If you look at recent records and you're thinking everyone in the North is beating everyone, Warriors have come into this game undefeated.
Mm.
It's only going to go one way.
One way.
And we were there and we were thinking, it would be a shame. I think my thought was it would be a massive shame if Warriors batter these guys 60s it.
Yeah.
Because this is going on BBC. Yes, the Warriors will love it. Absolutely love it. But this is us trying to showcase our sport to thousands of people. It would be a massive shame if it ends like that.
Mm.
And credit where credit is due. Tamworth came out and gave it their absolute best shot.
100%.
And gave Warriors a game, man. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's exactly what we needed.
Because
a lot of people are like, these guys can play American football. Not Tamworth, but in Britain. These guys can play American football.
Mm.
So, yeah, man.
I have one gripe.
Yeah,
and I know it's the elephant in the room. Div 2.
Finally. Yeah. That's a different graph to what I've got, but okay, go on.
I don't know the details.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to talk on something I don't know, but I was disappointed with that. I think
that they wasn't covered in that same weekend. Yeah.
That's me. Because we had people calling it the Forgotten Bowl.
Yeah.
No, that was Div 2 North. So the North, Div 2 South game.
Yeah, I was going to say because the Div 2 South game.
Horton Spartans were in that, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's a
tough one because. There's five finals.
Mm.
Where do you squeeze it in? Do you put it in late on a Saturday?
That's right.
Do you put it? I don't know. It's a very tough one, and it's one for Baffa to sort of figure out. But I can potentially see why it ended like that. However, if you're gonna do that, I think the second D2 final should be the week prior to Bibble Weekend because you're right. If it's after you've crowned the national champions, it is the Forgotten Ball. It feels like what was the point?
That's a real shame because there are some ballers. I know, especially on the Spartans team. The Spartans team are stacked with ballers. We know exactly how we played with them. These guys are like serious athletes and serious ballers, and it's a shame that they didn't get to again showcase that talent. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it was live. It was streamed and it was live, but. Like you said, the hype and
it's gone.
Everything's gone a little bit flat. Mm. So what was your graph, Tinker?
My graph was something something I noticed. Mm. I don't know the logistics of it. I don't know how this is set up.
Yeah,
it's something one of the Olympians running back coaches, Coach Hutch, pointed out.
Yeah,
you've got this sold out stadium. You've got so many people packed in this crowd. This is on BBC, but the cameras were facing away from the crowd and they were facing people playing five-a-side in the background, people playing tennis in the background. And I think it's such a petty thing for me to bring up because Onside did such a great job.
Yeah.
And the stream was a great quality stream. They did everything right.
Yeah.
It was literally just, for me, if the cameras were facing the other way, that's how you want to show the sport for the first time on BBC. You want to show it, this big sold-out crowd, loud. Obviously, you could hear them, but yeah. you want to see it. You want to see the sea of orange. You want to yeah. see yeah. the different teams representing.
Mm-hmm. I get that, to be fair. That's
it's such a minor little thing. So
that's very understandable. Apologies to anyone. It's minor, but no, it's
yeah,
true. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's minor, but it's one of those things that has a positive effect. Like it's yeah. one of the little things that you can do mm. to make people think. Actually, hold on. Maybe it might be worth pumping in some money into Britball because mm. they can attract yeah. such fans. So
it's all part of fluffing and buffing the product, brand, the yeah. Britball brand, isn't yeah. it? These things can make a huge impact on the marketability of Britball.
Yeah. yeah.
And they're especially essential. If when we get to that top level,
yeah.
we need to have these things in place in order to make it more marketable and more gain more interest from yeah. Yeah. And investors and whatnot.
Especially if people can see that East Kilbride fan base there. Man, especially if the camera's yeah. like, you know, between plays, if the camera yeah. just yeah. sort of zooms in.
We got there, and I was so happy we took pictures, yeah, because, yeah. man, yeah. that.
Those
that,
ultras.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They came to support, man. And I know there were parents and stuff and cousins and family, but they came to support, man.
They came all the way down. All the way down from the Glasgow area.
How many seats do you think that stadium's got?
I'm not sure. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
No more than what, 2,000? You'd say?
I'd say it was around that mark. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
no more than 2,000.
Cool. So I guess, so based on that, stadium's about 2,000 seats. It doesn't really go all the way around.
It's a 5,000 seat capacity.
5,000 seat capacity. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it including the other side? Because there's chairs.
Well, there's seats on the other side.
There's like benches.
Oh, you know what? Ignore me.
Mm-hmm. What?
Ground has a 5,000 seat capacity, where the main grandstand has just over 1,000.
Just yeah. over 1,000, yeah. So that's what as much, yeah.
Like stoops.
So yeah, there's like areas around it. Yeah, so yeah, like yeah. they say on the whole thing around it, you can fit 5,000 yeah. people, but yeah. in that main stand is just over 1,000.
So let's say it's 1,500. This isn't a gripe, but it's something that plays on my mind and probably plays on a lot of people's minds as well. So let's say it was sold out. It wasn't completely sold out. Let's say it was sold out, 1,500 seats
mm-hmm.
at a Britball final. But Wembley, 60,000 capacity stadium, Tottenham. Sells out.
Same, yep.
Minutes. So quick that people start reselling tickets. Anyone selling tickets, you see it all over the socials. How comes, and I understand it's NFL and it's a worldwide brand and you get people from other countries, but I can't believe that stadium is, Wembley is filled out just by people from European countries. There's loads of people from the UK that go to those games. How comes those games can attract 60,000 people or get 60,000 bums on seats and we struggle to get 1,500 people coming to our games?
You know the saddest thing about that, sorry to call you, it used to happen.
Yep. Did it? London Monarchs.
Scottish K-Moors. London Monarchs. As well.
They used to fill out Wembley. They used to fill out White
Wembley.
They used to fill out.
They used
sold.
To fill Wembley. London Monarchs filled Wembley. They filled White Hart Lane. They had to move from White Hart Lane because the pitch wasn't long enough. But they used to sell out 40,000 seat stadiums, 60,000 seat stadiums. They were real fans.
This is painful.
I know this unorthodox. It's the Bronze Bomber here. Yeah, I'm shouting out to any of the players that played for any of these teams
yeah.
back in the day and were witness to
even
this.
If you didn't play,
shout us out, yeah, man.
Someone that was there.
Come on the podcast and yeah. tell people about how this game used to be.
Yeah.
Because people need to know. We were big. Britball in this country was massive.
That's painful to hear.
And that's not even just NFL Europe. If you look at the old Olympians games,
yeah,
the old London Olympians games, they used to fill out that Crystal Palace Stadium.
Yeah.
They used to go over to play Amsterdam. These stadiums are filled.
Yeah.
These stadiums are filled, and this is like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I feel like popularity for the sport has actually grown since
that's
then.
That's going to be my next point. I feel like Britball, so we're taking away America now, Britball as a product, BAFA as a product, has, in my opinion, increased massively. Mm. From when I first started, like this whole Britball thing was minor. I started playing American football 8-9 years ago. This was minor. Going on side, I wasn't getting regular updates because nobody really cared.
Yeah.
The debates that you see now, Gridiron, I don't think was around when I was when I started playing American football. What's that other newspaper one? Daily Britball wasn't around when I X's and O's weren't around. All these little
forums,
things.
Forums.
Yeah, there was no. Yeah, there was nothing like that when I started. And now there's loads of them. Mm. So many that the NFL are like, you guys come cover some of the things that we do. Come to our presses. And I'm thinking, damn, the interest has definitely increased.
Yeah.
But the love being shown doesn't correlate. So I'm a bit confused because I didn't know that these guys were selling out Wembley. That's why I was asking the question, thinking, what's happening?
Yeah, because I'm still on the train. I'm going to these events. It's obviously loads of NFL fans. They just start talking to you. They'll just start conversations on the tube, on the train.
Mate, the amount of people I spoke to that said, I've come from Scotland, I've come from Ireland, I've come from
Germany,
Sweden. You guys have come from all over Europe and the UK, but won't come to...
It's not even that. They'll say, how'd you get into NFL? Yeah. And I'll be like, I play. And they're like, wait, you can play in this country?
Yeah.
And it's That's like still... Crazy. The level Britball's grown to where we're on side, we're on the BBC.
Yeah.
There's teams everywhere. There's uni teams everywhere. There's junior teams everywhere. Mm. Like, it's never been a better time to play this game.
Yeah.
Yet, people still don't know that you can actually play this game in this country.
That is crazy.
And on top of that, we were at the Super Bowl last year. And going home, we saw. Bars were packed. If you could get into a bar... You've been lucky.
Yeah. Remember trying to get home last year?
This is Super Bowl night.
Remember we couldn't get home next day? We were stuck in Central London.
So the interest is there. But in the domestic side of the game in this country, it's almost as if it's non-existent, really.
I feel I was just going to say, it's the culture.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at people will come anywhere for their team. People will come anywhere to watch the Super Bowl. Being at this game in Tottenham, there were people that came from Denver. There were people that came from Tampa Bay to watch this game. They came from all over America to watch this game.
I get that, but I understand the whole culture thing, but that's what's annoying me a little bit, because it's like, even if people say NFL is a polished product, even if people say college is a polished product, I'm looking at America, I'm looking at high school games.
Yeah.
Packed. High school games.
Rammed.
Packed.
They make Britball look like nothing.
Rammed.
London, the London teams alone, like, those are local teams. Those are like local clubs. Listen, I'm from Canning Town, yeah? If I was to go to a Canning Town FC game, nobody even knows who Canning Town FC are.
Yeah.
They're attracted at least 100 people. Yeah. What is it that we're doing wrong? And I don't know if maybe football is like, so when I say football, I mean soccer. I get soccer's like a British sport, but I'm still looking at ice hockey, man. I'm looking at niche sports in the UK that still get rammed. What is it that American football aren't doing?
What was it that was on that was televised? Was it professional world championship tag or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That was televised.
Ultimate dodgeball's being televised these days, man. Trampoline houses.
Like, you know what? I feel like it starts from the ground, like the grassroots level, like sort of like us players. All right, look, if we're not playing in this final, we're not working the final.
We're going
to
go.
Let's go up to Leeds. Let's go up to Leeds for the weekend. Let's go out. Let's go out like for Leeds for a night out. Obviously, it's decent out there.
Mm.
Yeah. Like the Brit Bowl finals are held near City. So Worcester, there's a city there. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a city centre. There's stuff to do.
Yeah.
Let's go out for the weekend. Yeah. Let's get a hotel, Airbnb, hostel, whatever it is. Mm. Even if it, we're talking about going to Ireland soon. Let's just do it for this, wherever the Brit Bowl is this year. Just go up.
Yeah.
Go up.
Give it a try, man.
Go up, come down, whatever it is. Just go for the weekend, enjoy yourself, then come to the game, go out after. You know, speak to people there, make new friends, network, speak to players on their teams. Like, look, we're going out here. Do you want to come?
Mm.
Just do something. Just do it for the culture.
Because that's actually what it takes for this to be as big as it can be, as big as it used to be. Because let's don't forget, it used to be massive. Wembley used to be packed.
And that's before social media.
Exactly.
Oh my days.
Exactly.
You putting that spam in the works kills it.
Exactly.
Oh man.
So what I'm saying is, now look, all the listeners, wherever the game is, wherever Brit Bowl is, this coming season,
do your part.
Yeah, let's go.
But
let's do it.
In saying that, we're saying listeners should do their part, and I'm not getting at us because we went to the last final, but maybe the onus is on us. As players, and when I say us as players, I'm talking about everyone that's listening, tell your teammate to listen, sort of thing.
Yep.
But maybe the onus is on us as players, because charity starts at home.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's on us to start inviting more people.
Mm.
Get your colleagues to come down to watch you. Even if you think your team is terrible, you think your team is going to get battered, you never know who the next person to watch your game is going to be. I might think, you know what, yeah. I've got a spare £1 million somewhere.
Boy.
Let me inject it into this club. Invest, you know what I mean? Let me get them a nice little place that they can. But do you know what I mean? That's a bit far fetched. But maybe it's on us as players to start encouraging people to start coming to our games and just, you know, doing the little things that we can do as players to expose the game a little bit. Mm. Because you're right. If players aren't going to Britball finals, who is? Mm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If team reps aren't going to Britball finals, then who is? Because we're the guys that are in it. We're the guys that are meant to be passionate about the sport. We're the guys that are meant to like and love this sport. But if we can't take time out of our day to actually push it a little bit, then how can we actually moan?
That's exactly it. And I feel like at these big events, there's good food and there's a bar. How can you go wrong?
Yeah, how can you go wrong?
Even if the game's slow, if you know, maybe you don't like the team,
there's
beer right there, bro.
There's a beer.
Go drink.
Listen,
beer
at the last Britball final, there was jerk chicken and curry, man.
That guy must be minted.
Mate, he must have made a killing. You know why I know he made a killing? It's because we ate on the Saturday. I was like, London Warriors are coming tomorrow. There'll be loads of guys from South London coming. And I remember going into the next day, I was like, here's my money. He was like, you know, I know the price increase.
Yeah, that was it.
I said, what do you mean the price has increased? I told you what was happening there. It was like, nah, for you lot, it's cool. But I had to bump up the prices a little bit. I was like, nah. Yeah.
And he still sold out food.
And he still sold out food. But honestly, it's good vibes, man. It's good vibes. How can you go wrong? How could you go wrong? If you were playing in the final, you'd invite your family and friends. Mm. I think the least we can do as players is go down to watch our counterparts, man. Mm. Even if it's you just going to learn how to be a better player, because you have to remember, if they're in the final, they're the pinnacle of our sport. They're the top of our sport. I remember, even though we were there as X's and O's, I was there, I was taking mental notes thinking, okay, what's that guy doing that I can implement in my game? That's what's that guy doing, right? Yeah. What's that coach thinking? I was taking like little mental notes from both coaches and players, and I think the experience and the vibe was good, man. Yeah, it was painful to be there and not actually be playing, but you know, American football is American football. Love the sport as much as you say you do,
exactly.
Come down and
I tell you something now for free. It's not £100 for a ticket.
No.
It's not.
The price of the ticket I was like right up at the back, and that was £80 for a ticket. That's up at the very back.
That's crazy.
Like we were on the sideline of this Britball game,
yeah,
and it was like, I don't know how much they charge for entry.
I think it was like five or something like that.
Like, come on, that's like a pint in London.
Yeah. That's You're right. Some people are spending 100 times that for season tickets and the like. So yeah, man, encourage like your neighbours and stuff. Go and support your local American football club as same way they'd support, you know, their local tennis team or I don't know, whatever it is. Come down, man. Because like I said, in America, it's an American sport, but from high school level,
they support.
Man.
It's a religion.
It's a man. Sunday. You know, they're like ultras out there, man.
Oh, 100%.
They're serious. Because you represent my town. Man.
Yeah. But at the same time,
you can only imagine.
You know, if you're not in the gym, if you're not even looking like an athlete, if you're not even putting an effort outside of the field and you're going up to people saying, oh, come watch me, I'm playing in this game, they're going to look at you like, are you sure?
Yeah.
You've got to like be an ambassador for the sport if you're going to be doing that. I feel like we all have to take it upon ourselves to do that.
Yeah,
be an ambassador for the sport.
Agree.
Put in the work, you know, impress someone, you know, and then go out and put on a show, and then they'll come back. Because if they go out there and it's a bunch of non-athletes jogging around, not putting any effort in, and they're looking
having
like
the flag
trash,
on the sideline,
they're going to keep coming back if the product's good.
Yeah,
that's why people come watch the high school games, because those guys train. Those guys really do this.
Yeah,
they do this day in, day out.
On a show.
Or if there's a lot of ill discipline, like myself, on the pitch, people are not going to come and see that as
but they want to see passion, though.
Yeah,
at the same time, they want to see passion.
It's entertainment for them.
That's true. Yeah.
So do you guys think we can ever get back to that sort of London Monarch stage or Claymore stage?
Heck yeah.
You reckon we could get?
Heck yeah.
And how far away do you think we are from actually being there?
Well, seeing how far we've come in the past, like that was what, 3 seasons before that I was doing the junior game on my phone, and then it was on BBC Sport?
Yeah.
Look how quickly that's happened. Look at how quickly this game's improving to the point where we have so many players out in Europe.
Yeah,
now,
true.
We've got a couple of guys, I think we've got 5 guys headed to the NFL Combine.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Five.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it will take too long, hopefully, if we do our part, if we put the effort in.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, fingers crossed, man.
We've 5 to 10 years.
We've got the tools. We've got social media. They didn't have social media when they did this. Like, that's crazy, the key bit right there.
Yeah.
Like, how many ballers do you have? How many people interested in the games you have on Facebook, on Instagram? Go to NFL games regularly, but I've never seen a minute of Britball played.
And we've got the Canadian Football League interest in BAFA, linking up with BAFA. You know, it's exciting times.
Very exciting times, to be fair. And people might hate to hear me say it, but BAFA are doing their part as well, man.
Yeah.
Props to BAFA, man. Like, trust me. Like, with all the recent news that's been coming out recently, I don't think anyone can really say, you know, they've pulled their finger out. People have asked them for so much, and they're actually, you know, finally coming back with answers. So, yeah, man. Credit and props to them. But yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts, guys. Hit us up on the socials. We don't mind continuing this conversation / debate on the socials, and we'll share all your thoughts on the socials as well, man. At X is on O's team on everything, bar YouTube, which is Mandem on Madden. Peace out.